I was in LA the last couple of days helping a friend move, but there was some time for fun and humor and movies. We returned to the movies for the first time in a year in 6-7 months, and we saw A Quiet Place Part 2.
How was the movie?
My big fat movie review.
I was really excited, and I told you about the experience earlier. It's just good to smell the popcorn again, be in that space, sit in an auditorium, and then watch the lights go down and the big screen. And I thought, oh, this is a horror thriller movie. Is one of those movies, just like a Marvel or a Star Wars, you really should see on a big screen in a communal experience with other people, so that when you jump, they jump, and it's just fun. I saw A Quiet Place Part 1. I really liked it. Was excited for this, and it lived up to my expectations. Bottom line it. I really did enjoy it. Now, there is, if you notice, a slight pause in my tone. That is due to one thing and one thing only. And this isn't a spoiler. I guess you can interpret it as maybe a kind of roundabout spoiler. So if you want to know nothing, maybe turn down the radio for a second. The only thing that was jarring was the ending. And I've been trying to figure out how to say this. The ending wasn't bad. It was just holy crap abrupt. And I know they're probably setting it up for a trilogy. I'm sure there's going to be a part three.
Quiet Places.
Yeah. Because what happened was, I was in this, girl. I was in. I was like, this is good. This is as good as the original. The plot was believable. Like, it was a believable extension of the story and the universe. And we get to the end, and I'm not kidding. I had a scoop of popcorn in my hand, getting ready to put it in my mouth, because I was settling in for at least another 15 minutes, maybe. I'm not joking. And I had the popcorn in my mouth, and the damn credits went up.
Oh, I hate that.
And I looked over at Haley. I am not being Jason. I looked over at Haley, and rather, I was being rude, but, you know, my voice travels, and I went, what the F? Like, what the hell was that?
Did other people agree?
Yes, and the woman that I said hi to at the beginning of the movie laughed at me, and she goes, I'm with you. And we were, like, talking as we were walking out. I'm like, what was that? And the whole way home, Haley and I kept going, what? Like, we, like, no, John Krasinski. I kept saying that. I'm like, no, Krasinski. We need 10 more minutes. I need a little more rapidy. I need I want to see blank happen. I want to see X, Y, and Z happen.
Does it leave you wanting more?
Yes!
Okay. Or too much? Was it an open wound, or was it kind of sutured up?
Well, Quincy, it was kind of... Very old reference, Jack Klugman.
Are there butterfly band-aids on it, or what are we talking about here?
Yes, Trapper John, it was sutured up. Yeah, that's why I said I've been thinking about exactly how to say this. It wasn't like you know how Ryan Murphy's shows go off the deep end at the end? And a lot of, and Dawn, you know this, a lot of horror movies, they're really good, and then they go down wacky street for the end. Like, a lot of exorcism movies do that, where they get so outlandish that the end kind of ruins the whole movie.
Right, because they can't top themselves. They just keep amping up, and then they go too far.
Yeah. They go too far. Yep. Mm-hmm. This does not do that. The end, that's why it's hard to put into words. The end is good and thrilling. And what you want from a thriller horror movie like this, suspense, but you go, oh, wait. Why didn't we see? Okay, well, what's going to happen? Okay, are they reunite? What? You know, thus me saying what the F in the middle of the theater.
I love it. Now, you know how I feel about these scary movies, I'm not naturally going to go to A Quiet Place. Do you have to see the first one to understand the second one?
It would help. You okay. don't have to. You don't have to. But it would help. And you should. The first one is good.
You've got mail.
Ooh.
KJ writes, Jason, I loved the ending. It was just like the end of the first film. And you're right. They've already announced a third film. Yeah. Again, let me say, I love the movie as a whole. I thought it was as good, if not scarier, than the first. The kids, Emily Blunt's good. But oh my goodness, the two, the actress who plays the girl who is deaf in the movie, she is extraordinary. And her son, Emily Blunt's kid in this, the son is so good. There's a baby, and just, you know how I feel about kids in movies and kids and, with peril. I'm such a horrible person. I was like, see, the baby's in the way. The baby.
That damn baby. That baby's quiet.
I said, that baby's going to cry, and that anteater is going to eat the whole people, a whole group, because of that baby. See?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. He broke the silence, huh?
Yeah.
So Quiet is a character in this trifecta?
Or, what do you mean, sweetheart?
I guess I'm just saying from Quiet Place, I guess maybe the deaf person, maybe that's part of the movie where it's a big, there's quiet times.
Yeah, when you're seeing the movie through the perspective of the character who is the daughter who is deaf,
yeah.
They take all the sound out. So it's a unique experience when you see things and hear things through her perspective. Oh, there is no score, there is nothing. So you see the movie sometimes through her point of view,
yeah.
Which is even more terrifying.
It is. Just from the first one, I just remember. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a sequence, I'm not giving anything away, where she's in a rail car and the audience, you see the creature behind you, but she does not. And you hear nothing. And you're like, you're screaming at the screen, like, turn around! Yeah. Anyway,
ooh,
A Quiet Place 2, big winner. 4 stars, 10 stars, thumbs up, however you rate movies. It's fantastic.